AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is another march going on through the streets of Baltimore. The police investigation there has been completed in the death of Freddie Gray. The mayor in Baltimore is promising three black women will get answers. Here's the AP's Warren Levinson.
Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake promised there would be justice for the police-involved death of Freddie Gray and healing from the riots the case triggered. She told a civil rights luncheon at a Baltimore Baptist church that she, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, and the newly installed U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch would see to it.
If, with the nation watching, three black women at three different levels can't get justice and healing for this community, you tell me where we're going to get it.
Police completed their report on the Gray arrest a day early and gave it to the state's attorney. They also reported separately that nearly 100 officers have been injured in the rioting and its aftermath. Warren Levinson, Baltimore.
Two people, a woman in her 20s and this 15-year-old boy. They were buried alive for 5 days in Nepal in the rubble following the deadly earthquake there. Pemba Tamang says he didn't know if he was dead or alive. He thought he was hallucinating. A U.S.-organized event at the United Nations on human rights in North Korea briefly got out of hand.
Human rights violations committed in the U.S. every day.
Please shut the mic down since this is not an authorized presentation.
North Korean diplomats insisted on reading a statement amid shouts from North Korean defectors and then stormed out. Former rap mogul Suge Knight's trial is set to start in July in Los Angeles. He's accused of running down two men with his pickup truck. One of them died. Messenger, the first spacecraft to orbit Mercury, crashed into the planet. NASA says it just ran out of fuel. Corporate earnings weren't good and numbers were in the red on Wall Street. The closing bell just sounded. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished down more than 195 points. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is reacting to what the Obama administration sees as provocative behavior by Iran in the Persian Gulf. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Defense officials say Navy vessels will start accompanying U.S. flagged commercial ships moving through the Strait of Hormuz. That's after Iranian naval patrol boats reportedly fired warning shots across the bridge of a cargo ship flying the Marshall Islands flag before detaining it and its crew. Iran says the vessel's corporate owner owes it money. The Navy says there is a distinction between accompanying ships and escorting them. Navy vessels will not escort these vessels, but will let them know in advance that they will be monitored. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Car bombs in Baghdad have killed at least 21 people. No one has claimed responsibility. An official at the United Nations says the situation in Iraq is deteriorating rapidly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.